Chica girl.
Yeah, Chica girl.
So happy to be in your pool again.
Vivian the black swan is preening in a kiddie pool as a birdhouse full of budgies erupts with tweets and screeches nearby. Despite the noise, Vivian seems to be enjoying herself. It's the warmest it's been all year, and the Niobe Zoo in Coal Valley, her home, opens for the season on Saturday. Tammy Schmidt is the assistant director, and she's just as excited for the zoo to open as Vivian is. This year, the zoo has added two new monkeys, Lucy and Hugo the singing dogs, a pair of palace cats, and a red-headed tamarin. The most important addition, though, may not be an animal at all.
We reduce, reuse, and recycle everything. We do not use plastic bags for any of our refuse anymore in the animal habitats. We are now presenting reusable stainless steel straws in our gift shops. We have reef-safe sunblock. We are going to be offering reusable bags. We will not have plastic bags in our gift shops anymore, so that we're really minimizing and walking our talk on single-use plastic.
The conservation doesn't stop in the gift shop. Niobe is doing its part to help endangered species. Katavi, an eastern black and white colobus monkey, was just born at the zoo in December as part of a program to protect his species. The zoo is also home to a critically endangered Amur leopard, of which less than 80 still exist in the wild. Niobe Zoo is building on past efforts to educate and encourage visitors to get involved. It will also continue hosting a conservation and science speaker series, bringing in one or two experts a month to talk about their work and what zoo-goers can do in their homes. Between all the new animals and programs, Schmidt says there will be a lot for visitors to see.
You know, I just encourage people to come out and experience everything there is to experience here. You're getting away from our urban areas and coming out into the kind of into the woods, and you kind of come upon this oasis of a zoo. And to just check out some of our really cool conservation and conversations that we have about how we can all become better stewards of our planet.
The zoo's gates will open for another season at 10 a.m. on Saturday. For WVIK Quad Cities NPR, I'm Colin Shope.